bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Zimbabwe, we hear from Sister Rosemary Rochwaya. Sister Rosemary is the principal of the Dominican convent in Bulawayo. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus' Compassion for the Poor and the Needy.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. Young man, I tell you to get up. Jesus went to a town called Nain, accompanied by his disciples and a great number of people. When he was near the gate of the town, it happened that a dead man was being carried out for burial, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable number of the townspeople were with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. "Do not cry," he said. Then he went up and put his hand on the bier, and the bearers stood still, and he said, "Young man, I tell you to get up." And the dead man sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Everyone was filled with awe and praised God, saying, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." And this opinion of him spread throughout Judea and all over the countryside. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Joseph Cupertino. Using today's language, we could say he was a child with special needs. The parents did not know how best to handle him. That made this young man stubborn and difficult to live with. As a teenager, he caused a lot of pain to his mother, so much so that she thought the only way for him was to enter religious life. He tried to enter with the Capuchins, and his stay there was temporary, as he was asked to leave. Because the mother could not bear him at home, he found his way again in the Franciscan monastery as a worker. It was in those quiet moments when he took care of the horses that the Lord tapped the inmost parts of his being and brought him to life. And today we honor him as a saint. What a contrast. Today in the Gospel we see another woman, a widow, a woman stricken with grief because her only son and child had died. This was a double blow in a highly patriarchal society. This woman had lost everything. There was no one to promulgate the lineage. That would be the end of that clan. Perhaps you know of someone who was the only child and breadwinner who died suddenly. If so, you can enter into the grief and sorrow this woman experienced. Jesus' compassion for someone in dire need supersedes all regulations. He steps forward and touches the coffin, thus rendering him ritually impure, as laid down in the book of Numbers. By stepping forward, Jesus made a public proclamation of what was essential. Does this ring a bell and remind us of moments when you and I get stuck over rules and regulations and on being right rather than showing compassion? Moments where human respect might prevent us from being seen or sympathizing with the other who is needing our help. We are reminded today that the power of him who lives in us is greater than the political leaders, religious fanatics, and cultural barriers to keep us from showing compassion. Let us remember that God has drawn near to needy people, and in turn, you and I are called to do the same. Maybe there are moments when we feel that we are not very special, or we might even put ourselves down, or others may put us down. In moments like this, we could ask Joseph of Cupertino, who knew how it felt to be ridiculed, to assist us gain self-confidence. He will remind us of the presence of Jesus who lives in our hearts, and that we are very special to him, no matter what other people think or might say. Jesus will bring us to life again, and we will weep no more, and proclaim, "Indeed, a great prophet is alive and is among us."